We have talked on this show about the so-called Great Resignation, workers quitting in droves during the pandemic, often for better opportunities, as employers were desperate for workers. Well, that resignation may not be so great anymore, at least for white-collar workers. They are quitting far less these days, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Surely Robin Farzad is still on the job for us as our business regular. He hosts the public radio show Full Disclosure. Robin, it is great to have you.
Likewise. Thank you, Scott.
So let's talk accountants, engineers, professional business service workers, these office white-collar workers. Their resignations fell 12% in August. What's going on?
Yeah, to a level unseen since April 2020, and you remember the haze of the pandemic's onset.
Oh, yeah.
I think that there is chatter at the water cooler, whether it's over Zoom or in person. You tend to sense the drop in kind of administrative appetite or marketing appetite at that level, and it has a chilling tendency. If you were thinking about quitting or quitting without another job lined up, your resignation tendencies, your impulse to do it is kind of curbed back. And I think that's what the Fed is looking for here in hiking rates and trying to put a chill into the job market and the expansion of wages.
Yeah, boy, as I hear you say that, I remember talking to a manager of a hospital emergency room, and he talked about, well, the nurses are leaving for other hospitals to get raises there, and then they come back to our hospital to get another raise. That's what the Fed is trying to stop. Yeah.
Well, not just that, across the board. I mean, talk to people at the end not seeing this. I mean, at the retail level, restaurants, hospitality, it's still kind of eat or be eaten, and people are getting poached left and right. They're not showing up at interviews. You're still seeing the help wanted, desperate help wanted signs with the $15 wage floor at all manner of diners and hotels and skating rinks and movie theaters and you name it. And it's brutal over there at the lower wage level to kind of to keep up. And many restaurants just can't afford it. They've been ducking out.
But here's the thing about the, according to the data for lower wage workers, it seems like they keep quitting at high rates, you know, restaurant workers, hotel employees. So is there a different movie going on there compared to office workers?
Something happened in the pandemic, and we're going to be studying it for years, where people were just, you know, frontline workers, grocery workers, restaurant workers. People were asking diners to please mask and observe certain pandemic decorum. They weren't getting tipped. They weren't seeing their wages going up. They just had it. Mm. And when another, you know, a competitor is calling you and saying, I can bump you up $5 or $7 an hour, you're going to listen to that and you're going to take that for granted. And broadly, this sector has seen many people just dropping out for entrepreneurial endeavors for good. It's just brutally hard to bring people back. Having said that, I wonder what this entire environment would look like if you had, say, 7 or 8% unemployment. You can get, you know, pretty when things are at 3.5% or 3.7%. But in a true recession or a deep downturn, I think it keeps a lot of people honest.
Yeah, yeah. And in the data, we do see that in certain places, job openings are slowing down, healthcare and retail. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, be well. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure, Scott.